You're listening to Khan Podcasts. You are listening to the English language news of Khan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel on Monday, the 15th of August. This is Mark Weiss with the top news at this hour. The IDF has sealed a Hamas tunnel in the northern Gaza Strip that was aimed in the direction of an IDF outpost. The tunnel has been rendered thoroughly inoperative. The tunnel had two offshoots that ran in the direction of the Israeli border, but it did not cross the underground barrier into Israeli territory. The tunnel's point of origin was in Gaza City. It was several dozens of meters below the ground and ended in close proximity to the barrier area in the section between Kibbutz Nachal Oz and Kibbutz Alumim. The IDF attacked the tunnel during Operation Guardian of the Walls last year. The military recently discerned efforts by Hamas to restore the tunnel and to work on it. The security establishment had not had any indication that Hamas was planning to use the tunnel to execute a raid, but the decision was nevertheless made to seal it so as to rule out that option in the future. The tunnel was not sealed during Operation Breaking Dawn last week due to the decision not to deploy troops to the barrier area, while the threat of anti-tank rocket fire by Islamic Jihad remained palpable. A 17-year-old Palestinian tried to stab undercover border police troops who entered his home in Akeb, a village east of Jerusalem, this morning to conduct a search. Upon arriving at the house, the troops removed the residents of the household. However, before they could begin to search, the boy lunged at them with a knife. The troops responded quickly with gunfire and killed the assailant. No one else was injured. The condition of the two people who sustained serious injuries in Saturday night's shooting attack in Jerusalem has improved, and neither of them are now considered to be in life-threatening condition. Both are in Shaare Tzedek Hospital's intensive care unit, unconscious and on ventilators. The condition of the baby, which was delivered prematurely as a result of its mother's injuries, has also stabilised and is beginning to improve. Eight civilians were injured in the shooting attack, four of whom remain hospitalised in Jerusalem. The singer-songwriter Tzvika Pick was laid to rest this morning at the Ramat HaSharon Cemetery. At the family's request, only close friends and family attended the funeral. The general public and the media were asked not to come. Syria accused Israel of attacking targets in Tartus in western Syria yesterday evening. According to the Syrian statement, three Syrian soldiers were killed and three others were injured in the attack. According to a report on Syrian television, the attack was carried out from Lebanese territory and from the sea and struck several positions in the city. The Syrian army announced that its air defence systems were operated and intercepted some of the Israeli missiles. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, an opposition group, Israel attacked Syrian army bases that are used to house pro-Iranian militias. A Syrian officer told Reuters that Israel attacked an Iranian base in Syria, south of the port city, and air defence systems and radar were also attacked in the airstrike. The principal of a Talmud Torah in Bet Shemesh is suspected of having attacked and abused several of his pupils in recent months. An investigation into the allegations against the principal, Binyamin Mazor, was begun in response to complaints that were lodged to the police by parents of some of the pupils. The 37-year-old was arrested last night at his home. He denied the allegations against him and told the detectives he was being smeared by a group of parents who either had wanted to work as teachers in the Talmud Torah or whose children hadn't been accepted to the school. The Jerusalem's Magistrates Court extended Mazor's remand this morning until Thursday. Knesset member Eli Avidar announced that he was resigning from the Knesset today because it was the right thing to do to return the mandate to Yisrael Beiteinu. The weather, seasonal. Maximum temperatures today, Jerusalem 29, Tel Aviv and Haifa 30, Eilat 39. That's the news from Kan Reka, the Israel Public Broadcasting Corporation.